The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is how to winter seed sowing. Do you like to get a jump start on the gardening season? If so, you should try winter seed sowing. Keep listening to see how easy it can be. What are the benefits? Winter seed sowing has many benefits. First, there's no expensive equipment to purchase. Second, you put the seeds outside so they don't clutter up your home. Third, you will grow hardy little plants that don't need to be hardened off. Fourth, it's extremely cost-effective. And finally, you can start planting much earlier. What you need. Winter seed sowing is simple. There's not much to it and no expensive equipment is needed. You will need soil, a container, seeds, scissors, duct tape, and an old knife. Soil. Always choose the best soil you can afford. I like an all-purpose soil like this organic all-purpose option from Miracle-Gro. Containers. There are tons of options here, but my favorites are empty milk jugs or kitty litter containers. The plastic must be transparent so sunlight can get through, and it must be deep enough to accommodate 3 to 4 inches of soil and another 4-ish inches so your little baby plants can grow. In essence, you will be making a tiny greenhouse for your seeds. Seeds. You do want to use the correct type of seeds, which include cold hard annuals, herbs, perennials that are native to where you live, or cold weather veggies like broccoli, cabbage, and kale. When deciding, you can look for buzzwords on seed packets to help you. Cold stratification, direct sow, and self-sowing are usually excellent choices. How to do it. Number one, to start winter seed sowing, you will first need to wash out your containers so that they are free from residue. Number two, next, using a metal knife, I find an X-Acto knife works beautifully, make a few drainage holes in the bottom of your container. You could also use a drill. Number three, now using scissors, you will want to cut your container in half so that you have a top and a bottom. If using a container with a handle, you can stop short of cutting all the way through and let it be hinged. Number four, next, fill the bottom half of your container with 3 to 4 inches of dampened potting soil. Not soaking wet, just barely moist. Number five, now plant your seeds. I like to space them out so they are easier to pull apart and transplant after they've grown. Be sure to water them in after planting. Put the top or lid back on and using duct tape, secure it firmly to the bottom. You want a tight fit. Be sure you've removed any cap that was on the container because you won't need it. The opening at the top is what will let moisture into your makeshift greenhouse. Number seven, label your creation so you remember what seeds you planted. I suggest a paint pen or permanent marker. Number eight, move your container outside and forget about them for a few months. Be sure to consider a spot that is out of reach from kiddos, pets, and other varmints. I also like to choose a location that is a bit protected from wind so that they don't blow around. Your seeds will begin growing as conditions become right. Check from time to time as seeds will begin germinating as spring approaches. Once the seedlings appear, you want to ensure that they don't dry out. Believe it or not, containers will get pretty warm in the sun. Your plant babies will grow enough to reach the top of your container and it'll be time to take the lid off. At this point, you will protect them from frost just like any plant and make sure they have water. When the ground is workable, they can be transplanted into your garden or permanent containers. Sowing winter seeds is a fantastic way to stretch your garden budget. Consider veggies, annuals, and herbs and enjoy. Thanks so much for listening today. This is Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.